Okay, we're beginning here at Tet Zayin Amud Aleph with the new Perek. The Mishnah is familiar to us because back on Daf Hey and Vav, the Gemara, line by line, went through this Mishnah with regards to the disagreement, the machloket of Rav Matan and Bar Poda. Over there, they argued about the duration of a Nizirut. Is a Nizirut mi'ikaro? If you have a Nizir Stam, is it 29 days? And then the 30th day, you bring your Korbanot in a Nizir Stam? Or is a Nizir Stam 30 days, and then the 31st day you bring your Korbanot? And then, adjunct to that, we had another machloket as to whether Miksat Hayom Kikulo is portion of a day considered to be a full day. And between those two shitot, Rav Matna, who says Miksat Hayom Kikulo, as well as Nizir Stam is a full 30 days, and you bring your Korbanot on the 31st day, and Bar Pada, who says that Stam Nizirut is 29 days, and that really you could bring your Korbanot on the 30th day, except Chazal, the Rabbonon instituted a delay of a day because of situations in which you take a Nizirut of Shloshim Yom, and he does not subscribe to Miksat Hayom Kikulo. We will explain the Mishnah according to both of the Shitot, as the Gemara did back on Daf Hei and Vav. Mishamar Harini Nazir, person who accepts on upon himself a Nizirut Stam, Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He cuts his hair on the 31st day and brings his korbanot. Again, le Rav Matna, that's lechatchila what you would do. According to Bar Pada, that's lechatchila after the Chachamim instituted that you wait an extra day. V'im gileach leyom shloshim, if he, perchance, went ahead and cut his hair on the 30th day, yatsa, that works. Rav Matna, midoraita, that is the way that it should have been. So you did not follow the Takanat Chachamim by doing it on the 30th day, but you would say, according to Bar Pada, even though Doraita, you need to finish up, Rav Matna, even though you have to finish up 30 days, over here he believes Miksat Hayom Kikulo. Therefore, once you've entered into the 30th day, it's as if you have finished that day, and if you do your Tiglachat and Korbanot on that day, Yatza Bidi Avad. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Here, if he says that I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, Im gileach leyom shloshim lo yatsa. Now this is the Divrei HaKol. If he specifies that he's going to have a nizirut of 30 days, if he then cuts his hair on the 30th day, he's not yotzei. The way that the Mifaresh indicates is that it's shloshim yom shleimim that he indicates, or some sort of nasek omer shleimim. He says it either explicitly or implicitly in his words that these are full 30 days. From the Mifaresh, it sounds like he really has to articulate it. According to the Balei HaTosafot, the Rishonim, by the fact that he took on the Nizirut, instead of saying Hareini Nazir, which automatically would have been 30 days, he specifies 30 days. That indicates that he wants them to be Shleimim, because otherwise he could have just said Hareini Nazir. So that's why it doesn't work if he cuts early there. Mish Nazar Shtei Nizirut, person who took on two Nidre Nizirut, Megaleach et Rishona Yom Shloshim Ve'achad, the first one terminates after 30 days, and then you bring your korbanot on day 31. And then the second one on the 61st day, and that is because day 31 is ole lekan ulekan. It is the finishing, bringing the korbanot to the first neder nizirut, and you start your second neder nizirut. And here even Bar Pada agrees that it's miksat hayom kikulo, because just like when you start your nizirut, if you took a neder nizirut in the middle of a day, it would start in the middle of that day. So it's over here. As soon as you clear the decks from the last one, the new one takes effect. Bim gileach et harishuna yom shloshim. If he goes ahead and pulls it up a day for the first one, it does it on the 30th day. Gileach et hashniya yom shishim. Then the second one will turn out to be day 60. The first one you're doing a day early, like we said earlier in the Mishnah. The second one you are then doing the same amount of time on the 31st day, but it just started a day earlier because you're doing it on Yom Shloshim. Over there, the Chiddush for Bar Pada is that you say Miksat Hayom Lekan Ulekan in both directions. You're saying Miksat Hayom to complete the first Neder Nizirut, and then you're saying Miksat Hayom to start the second Nizirut on day number 30. For Rav Matna, this is what would have been the Din D'Oraita. The Din D'Oraita is that you finished already, and the Chachamim instituted you wait another day. Over here we say there is a competing issue, which or interest, which is getting the second Nizirut off the ground. Therefore, b'diavad, if you already went ahead and shaved like the Doraita level on the 30th day, then we're going to start the next Nizirut at that point. Obviously, again, if he cuts the second one short by a day, it has the same effect as cutting the first one short a day. So that means that you could be cutting your hair and bringing your korbanot on day 30, and then because you now started your second Nizirut, that means by the time you get to day 59, you've also completed 30 days of the second Nizirut. That's obviously bidyavad. You're supposed to be waiting till day 60, but bidyavad, if you did it on day 59, it works for all the same reasons that we mentioned above. Zoedot Heid Rav Papias testifies that he had such a misora. Almi Shnazar Shtei Nizirut She Im Gileach Et Arishona Yom Shloshim, that if he cuts the first one on day 30th, Migaleach Et Sheni the Yom Shishim, then he cuts the second one on day 60. Vim Gileach the Yom Shishim Chaser Echad, and if he cuts it on 59th day, Yatza Yom Shel Shloshim Olo Lumina Minyan, because day 30th counts both for the previous Nizirut as well as for the new Nizirut, and therefore he's already up to 30 days. By the time he reaches 59, the 31st day is day 60. And so Rabbi Papias basically affirms everything that's been said in our Mishnah, and he brings a due to the fact that that is the halacha in this case. Mi shamar areini nazir, person who says that he is a nazir, nitma yom shlushim, comes to me on the 30th day of his nizirut, Suter et hakol, that undermines everything. Rabbi Leza Omer, Enu Suter el Shiva, it only undermines 7 days. Now, back when we explained this again, according to the Chachamim, even though they supposedly believe that Mixat Yom Kikulo, that's only true if you exercise that right to invoke Mixat Yom Kikulo, which is you cut your hair and brought your korbanot. But until you do so, day 30 still remains a part of your Nizirut. Therefore, if you become Tamei, it undermines the whole thing. That's for Rabatna, for Bar Pado. The Chachamim were gozer that even though technically your Nizirut is over, nevertheless, because of this Takanat Chachamim to wait an extra day, they wanted to ensure that people didn't make a mistake with regard to a 30-day Nizirut. Therefore, they say you have to count a whole new 30-day Nizirut, and they uphold the Din Chachamim over here. So then Rabbi Leizer believes, and we spoke about this back there, that Mixat Yom Kikulo kicks in whether or not you've exercised that right. Mixat Yom Kikulo makes it that the day is done. So therefore, if you become Tamei now, you're not oker your Din Nizirut. You have to wait 7 days. Why you have to wait 7 days? We saw the Mifaresh brings it down prior to this, and he reiterates here again. The reason you're waiting 7 days is either because you have to come Tahor, you're now Tamei Tumata Meit, and you have to bring your Korbanot V'Tahara. So the 7 days, it's just practical. He has to wait 7 days B'Tahara in order to bring his Korbanot. The other possibility brought by the Mifaresh is that you need to wait 7 days for the hair to grow back, because 7 days is the minimum amount of time that it takes for hair for Rosho, Akuf, Likaro, that your hair can be twisted back to touch the roots. So it's long enough to be considered a Giluach. You need a minimum of 7 days. Now even over here, maybe the 7 days are not so relevant because over here you didn't do a Giluach Bituma because you became Tamei after the fact. But nevertheless, in a normal situation, you would require a Giluach Bituma, and then you'd have to wait 7 days before you could continue Bitara or do a Giluach Bitara at minimum. So therefore, he imposes here the 7 days. For one of those two reasons, Rabbi Lezer says that when you come Tamei on this last day, even though you're done with your Nizirut, you still have to wait 7 days before you bring your Korbanot Bitara. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If he declares that he's a Nazir for 30 days, Nitma Yom Shloshim Soter Et Hakol. Here, again, everybody agrees because he specified that it's a 30-day Nizirut. Again, the same Machloket we saw before, whether he says Shloshim Yom Shleimim or whether he says it's as if it's Shleimim because he specified 30 days instead of saying a Nazir or Stam. Therefore, he has to wait the full 30 days. If he's Tamei within that 30-day period, that's Tuma within the Nizirut itself. And that's Oker the Nizirut, Soter Nizirut, and now he has to do a full, another 30 days of Nizirut. Hareini Nazir Me'a Yom. He is a Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yom Me'a. He becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Soter Et Hakol. That undermines everything. Rabbi Leizer Omer, Eino Soter El Shloshim. It only undermines 30 days. So here again, We have a machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. He's supposed to keep 100 days. According to the Chachamim, it's soter et hakol because you required 100 days. Since you required 100 days and you didn't complete it, therefore, it's okay, soter et hakol. Why don't we invoke Miktzat Hayom Kikulo? It remains the last day of your Nizirut. If that's the case, you come today, it's okay et hakol. If it's the 100th day, soter et hakol according to the Chachamim, because you need 100 full days, and you haven't completed it, therefore it's soter et hakol. Rabbi Eliezer over here should agree, like by Shloshim Yom, he should agree that it's oker et hakol. It's only oker Shloshim Yom, because Rabbi Eliezer has this gzeret hakatuv, that anything that happens, biyom melot, anything that happens on your final day of your nizirut, on that day, if you become tamei, then you add on an extra 30 days, and you're not soter et hakol. It's only a 30-day extension. He has a gzeret hakatuv that was brought by Rish Lakish, which is, Zot Torat HaNazir B'yom Melot Yimei Nizro. HaTorah Amra Nitzma B'yom Melot Tein Lo Torat Nazir. If you become Tamei on the final day of Nizirut, give them a Melot. Give them a Nizirut, a Stam Nizirut. And that was the gzeret hakatuv that Rish Lakish brought to explain this position of Rabbi Eliezer. That if you become Tamei on your final day of Nizirut, you only have to do 30 days, and you do not have to repeat the entire Nizirut. Nitma yom mea v'echad, if you became Tamei on the 101st day, that'd be the same if he became Tamei on the 31st day, if he took a neder nizirut of 30, when he's already going to do his tiglachat and bring his korbanot. Over there, according to the Chachamim, soter shloshim yom, you lost everything because you did not finish it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ino soter l'shiv'a. It only ruins 7 days. So again, over here, you have the mixat hayom kekulo, the Chachamim say until you bring your korbanot and do everything that you need to do, you're still within your nizirot, and therefore the tumah is okay the nizirot. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're already done. Once you're done, you don't have to then restart. You just have to wait 7 days. Again, whether that means to become tahor, or 7 days in order for your hair to grow, either way, you only wait 7 days, and then you bring your korbanot b'tarah to finish off your nizirot. Again, this goes back to the machloket about mixat hayom kekulo, but that automatically makes it that you've terminated your nizirut, or you have to actually bring your korbanot and finish the nizirut in order for that to be the case. Even Rabbi Lezer, it says on the 30 days that it's okay at the kol. It's only when nazir stam that he says 7 days. But in Ochanami, the case of Shloshim Yom, it says it's okay at the kol. Because over there, the 30 days for Yom Alot and okay at the kol are synonymous. So they both are 30 days in that instance. Misha mar areni nazir. Person says, I am a nazir, v'nitiyah yom shloshim. Comes to me on the 30th day, soter et hakol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no soter l'shiva. He is soter et hakol according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he's only soter shiva. That's our Mishnah. Kasavar, Rabbi Eliezer, kol achar melot, shiva soter. Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds that anything that's after the completion of your nizirut only undermines for 7 days. And since we're invoking mixat hayom kikulo over here, that makes it that it's achar melot, that you're already finished your nizirut. If you finish Nizirut and become Tamei, it only undermines 7 days. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. He says in Nazir Shloshim Yom, Nitma Yom Shloshim, Soter et hakol. Over there, Lo Polig, Rabbi Eliezer. Darmar Shlemim. Case must be that he either said 30, he actually said it explicitly, Shloshim Shlemim, full days, or it's implicit in the fact that he mentioned 30 days instead of saying Hareini Nazir, that he meant Shlemim. And even Rabbi Eliezer agrees here, you cannot invoke Mixat Hayom Kekulo because there's a demand for a full 30 days, and therefore it will be Oker et hakol. Shlemim means until the end of the 30th day. Doesn't mean that every day is Shalem, it just means that until you finish full 30 days, you can't use Mixat Hayom Kekulo at the end. You could invoke it in the beginning. Shlemim just means you must complete those 30 days until the final point, not that you can use Mixat Hayom Kekulo at the end. Hareini Nazir Me'ayom. If I'm a Nazir for 100 days, Umnitma Yom Me'ya. Now he goes to me on the 100th day, soter et hakol. Chachamim are consistent in their opinion all the way through, soter et hakol. Rabbi Eliezer over here says you only okay or shloshim. That doesn't make sense. Either according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're finished and you only have 7 days, or you're not finished and it's okay et hakol. Where does this 30 days come from? Pekula, kedavina, ba'alib, debarpod, veramatna. And all of this, all of these questions in our whole Mishnah goes back to the way that we explained it according to Ramatna and Barpado in the first parak. And if you want to know, go back there and take a look at it. Over here, the answer that for Rabbi Eliezer is what we spoke about in the Mishnah, is Rish Lakish's principle, which is, Zot Torat HaNazir B'yom Melot, that on the final day, if you come to May, then you give him Melot, a Nazir, you give him like full Nazirut, which is 30 days. And that's why Rabbi Elazar believes, in this case of the Me'ayom, on the final day, it's 30 days. In the case of a 30-day Nezirut, the final day would be Oker HaTakol, and it's the same din. Oker HaTakol is 30 days. It's the same as becoming Tameh on the final day, which is also 30 days. And so it makes no difference whether you say Oker HaTakol, you say Shloshim Yom. It's the same thing in that instance. All right, next Mishnah. Mi Shenazar V'hu B'Beit HaKvarot. Person takes a Neder Nezirut, but he is in the cemetery. And in Beit HaKvarot, it's not limited to Beit HaKvarot. It means anybody who's Tameh, Tumat Tameh. Well, the problem with that is, obviously, if he's in the cemetery, he's most likely, according to most of the Rishonim, Tameh Tumat Hamet. And a Nazir cannot be a Nazir when he's Tameh Tumat Hamet. Afilu Ayasham Lamed Yom. Even if he took up residence there for the next 30 days, Ein Olim Lo Min HaMinyan. These do not count towards his Nizirut, because his Nizirut is yet to become effective. It cannot become effective because he is Tameh. On the other hand, Ein O Mevi Korban Tumah. Because his Nizirut is not effective, he does not bring a Korban Tumah, because a Korban Tumah is only relevant when you started your Nizirut. Here, since he hasn't started his Nizirut, he cannot then have a Korban Nazir Bitumah. Now the Rambam here, in the Perush Mishnayot, and others of the Mefarshei Mishnah, follow this Shita of the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayot, who says over here that the Tumah that we're speaking about over here is not Tumat Hamet, but rather Tumat HaKvarot. It's not that he's Tameh Tumat Hamet, he's Tameh because he went into a cemetery, and that made him Tameh, a derivative Tumah of Tumat Hamet. Nevertheless, it still blocks him from allowing the Nizirut to take effect. So according to the Rambam, the Chiddush here is not only does Tumat Hamet stop the Nizirut from taking effect, but also other forms of Tumah that are derivative of Tumat Hamet. So even if he's not Tameh directly Tumat Hamet, but some derivative of that, that would also stop him from having the Nizirut take effect if he had that Tumah upon himself. He says here in the Perush Mishnayot, V'yu Shira Mishnah, U'Perusha, Mishnah Daben Azir, V'hu B'Beit HaKvarot, V'hu Sham Shloshim Yom, Ein Olim Lo. Then, Im Nitmasham Tumash Anazir Megaleach Aleha, that if he becomes Tameh Tumah, that would normally allow, make a Nazir have to cut his hair further, which is Tumah Tameh, implying that whatever the problem was until now was not Tumah Tameh. It was the fact that he was in Beit HaKvarot. Ein Olim Lo Korban Tumah. So you see over here that the Rambam believes that the Tumah that we're dealing with is just what he calls Tumat Beit HaKvarot, not necessarily Tumat Tameh, because he brings that secondary statement which says that if he becomes Tameh Tumat Tameh, then he doesn't have to make a Korban. But implying that whatever was stopping the Nizirut from taking effect beforehand was not Tumat Tameh, but rather Tumat Beit HaKvarot. Yatsa V'nichnas. He left the Beit HaKvarot and then returns to the Beit HaKvarot. Over here, the Mefarej notes it, the Gemara will say the same thing. Yatsa means that he just didn't momentarily leave. It means that he went out and became Tahor. He got Shlishi, Shvi'i, got Hazah from the Parah Duma. He waited his requisite 7 days, went to the mikveh, and then he was Tahor. So now he starts his count Bitahara. Any amount of time that he starts his count Bitahara, then he returns back into the Beit HaKvarot. Number one, Oloyim Lo Min HaMinyan. When he starts the count, that starts his count of the Nizirut. Umevi Korban Tumah. And then if he re-enters, obviously Olim Min HaMinyan is not going to matter anymore, because they're going to be Oker, it's going to be Soter, all of that which he counted before. But now he brings a Korban Bitumah, because now he's a Nazir Bitumah, because he started Bitara. So according to the Rambam, who says over here that the Tumah that we're speaking about over here is not Tumat Hamet, but rather Tumat HaKvarot. If he re-enters the Beit HaKvarot, his Minyan Nizirut has started and continues to go, because that Tumah is not Tumat Hamet. And any Levi Korban means that if he becomes Tameh Tumat Hamet by Beit HaKvarot, then it's Mevi Korban Tumah. And so only if he becomes Tameh Tumat Hamet is he Mevi Korban Tumah. Rez Omer, Lo Bo Bayom Shenemar. It cannot be on that first day, because it says, Bayamim Arishonim Yiplu, in plural. Yamim in plural is a minimum of two. Achilo Yamim Rishonim. Until he has 2 days, according to the Baal HaTosafot Tosafot, that does not have to be a full 2 days, it just has to be a day and a half. The first day, plus Mikzei Yom Kekulo on the second day, that's enough to be deemed as if he has 2 days of Nizirut Bitara. As Tosafot says over here, Eim Evi Korban Tumah Yom Sheni Shehitchil HaTahara. As long as you start the second day b'tara, that is sufficient grounds, even according to Rabbi Lezer, to say that now you would bring a korban tuma. And only at that point can he become chayav in a korban tuma or nazir tame, because it is a yamim harishonim yiplu. They have to be sufficient days to be called yamim in order for those days to be ruined. So he says you have a minimum of two. The Rambam, on the other hand, believes that you need a full 2 days before that happens. The question is, if this is only applicable in what we call a deferred nazirut, which, according to the Baal Yad Tosfot here, it wouldn't matter. As Tosfot says over here, Ruadin, the Matzi, the Mitnei, Plutai, Benazir, Tor, Shnitma, Biyom, Rishon, Shil, Kabbalat, Naziruto. The same would be true of a Nazir at the beginning of his nazirut, as is the din with a Nazir who has a deferred effectiveness of his nazirut. The Rambam says, V'kolokein, a din, Benazir, Tor, Mitchilato. Shnitba biyom na shenazar inu soter ayom, aber yashlim alav aminyan, bimina b'sheni, achar kach asoter rishonim. So Rambam here also says that this is equally applicable to a nazir who has a deferred nazirut, as well as a nazir that's starting from scratch. It also applies to him, this din of Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to wait until the second day in order to become a nazir tamei, or have to bring a korban b'tuma. Doesn't matter if it's a deferred nizirut where he took the nizirut or netted nizirut in the Beit HaKvarot then exited, or whether this was the beginning of his nizirut. He started getting a nizirut today, and then he didn't get to the second day. Over there also, according to the Baal Yad Tosfot, he cannot become a nazir tamei according to Rabbi Eliezer, whereas according to the Yerushalmi, it only applies when it's a deferred nizirut. Rabbi Eliezer would agree if it's the beginning of a nizirut that you don't need that, and you would become a nazir tamei right away. All right. And now the Gemara begins. Itmar, Mishan Nazar, Vehu Bebeit of a Karvot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nizirut Chalalav. Rabbi Yochanan says the Nizirut is effective immediately. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nizirut Chalalav. It's not effective. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nizirut Chalalav, Savar, Miltla Talya Vikaimo. It is effective immediately, but in a deferred manner, because it can't take effect immediately. There's a problem. You're Tamei. So there it waits. It is awaiting the opportunity for it to take effect. As soon as you become tor, it immediately goes effective. So there's a deferred effectiveness of your nizirut. So technically, nizirut is chal immediately, but it cannot take effect. So there's a deferred effectiveness. As soon as you become tor, then the nizirut goes into effect. And Tosfot says, michal chayla means that you would get malkot. We're going to see later on in the Gemara for yayin, tiglacha, tuma. You would get Malkot for all of these. The only thing that you're waiting for in terms of the Nizirut B'Tara is to actually accomplish the nether that you took and finish up the Nizirut and order to bring a Korban Tuma or Nizirut B'Tuma would only come into effect once you became a Nazir Tahor. And the Rosh says over here that the effectiveness is such that Imam Arle Al Tinzor B'Nazar or Achash Nazar Hichu Bolat Seit. Or after he took this neder nizirut, they told him to get out. V'lo yatsa loke, he'll get makot for that. Meaning that there is a chaylut nizirut to the extent that one would be prevented from taking such a neder nizirut if you were warned to do it ahead of time and you would get makot for taking it. Or if you took it and didn't go out and you were warned to go out, you also be, then in terms of the effectiveness of the nizirut, you'd be chayav makot for that. Reish Lakish omer, ein nizirut chalalav, it doesn't work that way. If he re-accepts the Nazirut, then he's a Nazir. If he does not re-accept it, then he is not a Nazir. Now over here, the Mifreish notes, he doesn't have to say again a full articulation of Harini Nazir, but rather all you have to say is, hey, or he has to affirm the first acceptance. So as long as he affirms the first acceptance, that'll be enough to deem him a Nazir at this point, but he still needs an acceptance. Eitave Rabbi Yochanan Leish Lakish, he asks from our Mishnah. Misha Nazar Bu Beit HaKvarot, Afila Yesham Shloshim Yom, Eino Lim Lo Min Inyan, Veino Mevi Kurban Tuma. Kurban Tuva Udolo Maiti. If he doesn't have to bring a Kurban Tuma, HaMeichel Chaylele. But it seems like the Nizirut is effective. He doesn't have to bring a Kurban Tuma because he has yet to count Bitara. Amalei, no, that's not what it means. It means Eino Biturat Tuma, Veino Biturat Kurban. That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah doesn't mean that yes, the Nizirut is there, but there's no Korban Tuma. When it says there's no Korban Tuma, you know why there's no Korban Tuma? Because there's no Nizirut. He doesn't have a din of counting, he has a din of Nizirut, he has nothing. That's what the Mishnah means. Eitavei, Misha Yatamei. So over here, by the way, this corroborates, there's evidence of the Shita of the Rambam, that over here it says, Mishaya Tamei. It doesn't say he's Beveta Kvarot here, just Tamei, does not specify the Tamei the mate, which would support the Rambam's position. Now you could argue here that the Tumah that we're talking about is Tumah Tamei, and just when the right over here says Tamei, it means not necessarily in Beit HaKvarot, but just Tumah Tamei. Again, according to the Rambam, who believes that it's not just Tumah Tamei, it's broader extent of Tumah, which is something called Tumah Beit HaKvarot, then this Tamei over here would mean not Tumah Tamei, but the Tumah associated with Beit HaKvarot. Benazar, and he takes an Enezirut. Asur legaleach v'lishtot yayin v'litamei l'meitim. He cannot violate any of the restrictions of a Nazir. Vim gileach v'shatay yayin v'nitan meitim. Harzeh sufeg et arbaim. You get malkot if you violate any of those rules. That means, clearly, that the Nazirut has taken effect. Yamar bishlama chaylo. If you say the Nazirut took effect, hainu time of the sufeg et arbaim. That's why he gets malkot over here. Eliyah Mark lo chayla. If you like you, Reish Lakhah says there's no effectiveness of the Nazirut, and he has to re-accept it. Amay sofeg et harbaim. Why does he then get malkot? Reish Lakhah says, Hachamay eskinan, the case is, biyotzei v'nichnas. It's a case where he left and then went back in. I mean, he already had zman to have the Nazirut chal, and then he re-enters the Beit HaKvarot, and that's why he's in trouble. And according to Reish Lakhah, it's not enough that he simply left the Beit HaKvarot. He also has to affirm. He has to reaffirm the Nazirut over here. Now, what's the Braita teaching us? If that's the case, what's the Chiddush? There's no Chiddush in the Braita if he left, accepted in Nazirut, and then went back in. What's the question here? That he, of course he's Chayab in Nazirut. That's everything. So the Mefaresh over here brings one Nafkamina. Tosfot brings that. And then offers a second afkamina. One is to say that it's lafuke mi Rabbi Lezer. The Braita is saying Rabbi Lezer is wrong. Because if you simply leave, accept the Nizirut and re-enter, you're chayav. So you don't have to wait 2 days. Even on the first day, you're going to be chayav. So that might be the Chiddush of the Braita in that instance. Or, he says the other, inami yishlamar, kamashlan Braita, kimiyad shi itaher, mutal alav the kabel Nizirut miyad. That according to Reish Lakish, even though you have to re-accept the Nizirut, there's actually an obligation on you to accept that Nizirut. Since you already were Mekabel and Nizirut in the Beit HaKvarot was not able to be effective, you now are governed by the rules of Nidarim, which is that you have to carry out what you wanted to say or what you wanted to do. Since you intended to take on a Nizirut, when you leave the Beit HaKvarot, it's now obligatory upon you to accept the Nizirut. Reish Lakish is saying, not just if you choose to, you must do this. And if you don't do it, it's Bebal Tacher. Then you are delaying or tarrying, carrying out your neder. And what the Braita is teaching you is that right after you leave and become Tahor, you have to re-accept your Nizirut. There's a obligation on this individual to accept the Nizirut immediately in order not to be in violation of Baal Techer, even according to Reish Lakish. And that's the Chiddush of the Braita according to Tosafot. Brings the alternative to the Mefaresh. Brings the Mefaresh's explanation of Afkamina's Lafuki Rabbi Lezer and brings this alternative as well. Eitabe. Ein tamei shenazar. There's no difference between a tamei who took a neder nizirut, the nazir tahor shenitma, to a comparing it to a nazir tahor who became tamei in the middle. Ella tamei shenazar, a person who was tamei and tried to become a nazir, shvi shelo ololo min aminyan. His seventh day starts the count of nizirut. But nazir tahor shenitma ain't shvi shelo ololo min aminyan. But on his case, the seventh day does not count towards the minyan. So let's look at this. A person who is in the Beit HaKvarot and takes the Neder Nizirut, he needs to become Tahor in order for his Nizirut to become effective. So in order to become Tahor, he has to get Hazat Shlishi Ushvi'i, he has to get sprinkled on by the Paraduma on the third and seventh day, and he has to go to the Mikveh on the seventh day, and then he becomes Tahor. On that seventh day, once he goes to the Mikveh, he's what's called a Tvu Yom, and he needs Harav Shemesh, the sun, to set on that day in order to become fully Tahor. What the Gemara is suggesting over here is that seventh day, mitzvah teyom kekulo, and like we've seen, we just saw at the end of the last parak, therefore he is deemed to be tahor enough at the end of his seventh day to start his nizirut. And as Tosafot points out over here, that is despite the fact that he is still a tevul yom, and he needs harav shemesh, he needs the sunset to be fully tahor. It's obvious that tevul yom is enough that he can already start his nizirut at that time. On the other hand, if he was a nazir tahor and became tamei, then he is now what's called the Nazir Bituma. He has to wait the 7 days, and then bring his korbanot on the eighth day, the korbanot of an azir tamei, an asham, an olah, and a chatat, that he brings the two birds plus the asham, that he brings as a korban in order to restart his nizirut. That's on day eight. Therefore, seventh day is not going to count for him because you can't say mitzvah yom kikulo. He still has to bring his korbanot on the eighth day. You'll say mitzvah yom kikulo on the eighth day, but not on the seventh day. So actually, the difference between them is that the one who started his nizirut in the Beit HaKvarot way would start on the seventh day, one day earlier, because he has no chiyuv korbanot. That's exactly what it's saying here. That if you're in the Beit HaKvarot, there's no korbanot, there's no nazir bitumah. Therefore, you start on day seven because you're ready to hor at the end of day seven. On the other hand, for the individual who was already a Nazir Tor and then became Tamei, he has the Korbanot of a Nazir Tamei. That requires 7 days plus an eighth day to bring the Korbanot, and therefore there is deferred a day for the start of his Nazirut Vitara. Visal Kadatcha. If you think Lo Chaylo, that Nazirut is not effective, Amai Olo Lo Min HaMinyan, then why does it count over here? According to Reish Lakish, there's another difference between them, which is, number one, you have this difference of starting the seventh or not seventh. But according to Reish Lakish, why would you start midway through the seventh day? Midway through the seventh day, he thinks the Neder Nizirut is not effective at all until you accept on a new Neder Nizirut. So what do you mean, Oleh? No Oleh. Oleh implies that there is already some effectiveness in the Nizirut, and we're waiting for it to take effect. That's not the case for Reish Lakish. Now, over here, as the Balei Tosfot will point out, here the Gemara does not answer on behalf of Reish Lakish, Yatsa v'nichnas, that he went out and went back in. Because if that's the case, then there's a big difference between these two, and the Gemara should have mentioned that, or the Braita should have mentioned it. You say, oh, there's no difference between these two. Well, you know what? There's a huge difference. The one that where you're Nazir Tahor and became Tamei, you don't have to re-accept your Nizirut. The case where he was in the Beit HaKvarot and you went out, then you have to re-accept your Nizirut. That would be a huge nafkamina between these two cases. The fact that it's absent from the Braita shows you that that cannot be the case. Must be a case that it's effective immediately once you leave. And therefore, now we come to the conclusion, Amar Mar Baravashi, Meichal Kuliyama Lo Plige Dechailu. Everybody agrees that the Nizirut is effective immediately. And it waits until it's deferred, until it can take effect when you become Tor. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree about that. Ela Ki Plige the Milke. They argue about Malkot. The way they get Malkot, this was your question, do you get Malkot? Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Kevin Dechailu, Loki. Since it goes into effect, you get malkot. That means you get malkot for tiglachat, for shtiyat yayin, and for tumah. You're going to get malkot for all of these items. So you get malkot for each one of those violations, including the violation of tumah. So just like he's chayav for the yayin and for the tiglachat, so too he's chayav for tumah if they warn him, if he tarries there, if he stays tamei. Then he gets malkot for that. If he continues to make himself tameh, that means even for the tumah that he started out with the Beit HaKvarot, if they warned him not to do that and take the neder nizirut, as well as any tumah during your period of tara, if he became tameh again, that would also require or result in malkot. It is effective nizirut, but you do not get malkot. The way that the Rosh and the Tosafot explain this is that Reish Lakish agrees you get Malkot for Yayin and for Tiglachat. That's what it means, it's Chayla, it takes effect. So it's effective for the fact that you get Malkot for wine and for Tiglachat. For Tumah, you can't get Malkot because he is Tameh already. So why would you get Malkot? That's deferred until he becomes Tor, and then he would get Malkot if he violated it. Right, if he's Yotze V'nichnas, he would then become Chayav also in the Tumah. He would also become Chayav for Malkot with regards to Tumah. That's the way the Balei Tosfot explain it, and seems to make the most sense here. The Mefaresh over here has an unusual explanation. He says, Reish Lakish Savar, Afagav Dechaylo, even though it's effective immediately, so Tzarech Lishmor Mikol Dukdukei Nizirut, and he has to keep all the trappings of Nizirut. No drinking wine, no cutting hair, no Tumah, Lo Lucky. You don't get Malkot, Afilo Atumah Dibisof, Ilo Hadar Vamar. Even on the Tumah afterwards, if he leaves, if he does not go back and accept upon himself the neder nizirut. So according to the Mefaresh, he says, number one, it's chayal already, and you have to keep all the nizirut, but you get no malkot. Seems from the Mefaresh, that means you don't get malkot on anything. That means yayin, tiglachat, and tumah, you do not get malkot. And afilo atumah besof, and even if you leave and go back in, you still don't get malkot for tumah, if you don't go ahead and accept it again. You don't re-accept the Nizirut. So it sounds like from the Mefarish that you have to re-accept the Nizirut when you leave, and that's what triggers the Malkot for the future. But until that point in time, there's no makolt, even though you're obligated in all of the trappings of a nazir. You can't drink wine, you can't cut your hair, can't tumah, there's no makolt until you re-accept it. Whereas, according to the Balei Tosafot, as far as yayin and tiglachat are concerned, you're a full nazir. It's just the tumah part that is postponed until you leave and do the acceptance and come back in. From the Mefarish, it sounds like all of that is postponed. Everything is postponed in terms of makolt till after you leave and accept upon yourself the neder nazirut. So now again, Eitvei Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish, he asks from our Mishnah again. Misha nazar v'hu b'beit ha'kvarot, tefilo yisham shloshim yom, eino lim lo min ha'minyan, feino mevi korban tumah, korban tumah hu dolo maiti, ha milka loki, alei? You don't bring a korban tumah, but it sounds like you get malkot. So Gemara says, no, this is the way that Rish Lakish answers, bedinu, delit ne'eino loke. It could have said he doesn't get malkot as well. Hashem tekoi mai lemitna seifa. The next part of the Mishnah, it says, yatsa v'nichnas. Ololo min aminyan, if he goes out and gets tahor and then goes back in, those count, umevi korban tumah, and there you bring korban tumah, the reisha was just giving you the opposite of the seifa. Tan reisha ain't umevi korban tumah. Therefore the reisha says he doesn't bring a korban tumah, and that's what it's contrasting. But in truth, it also has application in terms of malkot, that you get malkot for the case where he went out, became tahor, and you would not get malkot for the first case. But the reason it didn't mention Eloke is because it's just contrasting the difference here. The difference between the Seifa and the Reisha is that Seifa, he's Tarich Lavi Korban Tumah, and the Reisha, Eino Tarich Lavi Korban Tumah. That's why the Mishnah only focused on that issue. Okay, we're going to stop here. Midway down, Yudzayin Amud Aleph, and we'll continue with the questions on this new version of the Machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish tomorrow.